This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm John North, here to help you get your day started right as we take some time with God. First thing in our day, the best way to start any day, time with God. What do we mean by that? We mean that we stop and become aware. Yes, God is here with me wherever I am. He is here. And he wants to speak into my life. He's full of love for me. And he wants to get involved. And he speaks so often to us through his word, the Bible. And so right now we want to read a passage as we look at our theme this week of God's grace. We read from Philippians chapter 3 yesterday, and today Philippians chapter 2, which starts off like this. If therefore there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, let each of you regard one another as more important than himself. Who can live that way? Well, he goes on, do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. And then listen, have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus. Jesus was so different from our natural inclinations. Which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, a thing to be held onto tightly, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus, he was God, but he didn't regard that position something just to be held onto and clung to. He emptied himself. He chose to become a man, to live life like us, so that he could become our representative before God the Father. And then he even went to the point of death on the cross for us, so we could find forgiveness. And that's why God the Father so highly exalted him and gave him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. Do you see what Jesus Christ has done for you? For you. He died on the cross. For you, he left his glory and became a man. For you, he suffered so terribly. For you, he took all the sin of the world on himself and faced the anger and judgment of God that was due to us. And for you, he died. But he rose from the dead, and he's alive today, and he's reaching out to you with love and saying, won't you put your trust in me? I've proven to you I'm trustworthy, that I really love you. Trust in me and receive the forgiveness that I purchased for you at such a great cost. Turn to God right now and say, thank you, Lord. I receive your forgiveness. I give you my life. Please remake it the way you want to. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.